Đó này. My mom. Hey there, darling. You look a bit tired. How about I'll treat you a bit nicer? I'll remove your chains and the gag out of your mouth, but you promise not to scream. I don't want to make the neighbors be concerned, okay? So, I'll remove it and we can talk, okay? It's okay. You're okay, darling. What happened? What made you so upset that I came home to you in this condition? You're not telling me. Please tell me, darling. I want you to be honest with me. And I want to know so I can do better for you. Of course I care about you. I love you. I love you so, so, so much. I know you probably think I'm crazy, but I'm not. I'm not, I promise. I truly love you, and I care about you. And I really want to make you feel better. When you're all upset like this, it makes me upset too, you know? So please, tell me what's troubling you. You're scared. Poor baby. It's okay. It's okay, darling. I'm here now. You don't have to be scared. You're scared of me. Well, that's a bit upsetting. No, no, no. You don't have to apologize, darling. It's okay. It's okay, I promise. I guess I already knew you were afraid of me. I know none of this has been easy for you. I took you here, blindfolded, to an unfamiliar place, and I've kept you tied up for some time now, haven't I? And I've had you gagged, but you've been doing so well lately. I mean, you're even speaking more often now. Look at you. And when you're speaking to me, you're not just screaming and begging for mercy. You're not calling me a monster anymore. It's nice. I want you to know that I'm really proud of you. I'm proud of how you've progressed, and I mean, I wish you would progress a bit more and be a bit better, behave a bit nicer. But it's okay. It's okay, baby. You don't need to cry any harder from that. I promise I'm not mad at you, darling. I'm not. You want me to let you go? No, darling. I'm afraid I can't do that. Why? Well, it's because I love you so much. And sometimes you have to make hard decisions about those that you love the most in this world. I had to take you here myself because I couldn't risk anyone else taking you from me. I need you all to myself, darling. I need you. And ever since I've brought you down here and kept you tied up, I've been so happy. It hurts me. It hurts me when I see you unhappy down here, but it's the only way to make this work. I know you don't like being tied up, darling. I really do. And I know you probably don't believe me either, but I do care about your feelings. I just can't untie you yet, darling. I can't. I just need you to love me. I need you to love me and stay with me now. And you might say that you do, but I don't see that look in your eye. The undying love. I don't see it. You're lying. I won't punish you for lying. I know you're not yourself right now. But don't try anything, okay? Be a good boy. I'm happy you understand. You're making so much progress. And I mean it. You've made a lot of progress. I know it's a bit scary being in here, in this dark, cold basement, tied up to a chair, but I promise, once I can trust you, and you won't scream or try to run away, I'll let you roam and be free, unrestrained. And you can go anywhere you want in the house. You just need to hang on a bit longer. Do I believe that you love me? I think you do, deep down. I know you struggle with all the feelings inside of you, but you're just a bit confused. You're probably so scared, and you don't think you should love me after I kidnapped you and did all those things to you. I personally don't think of it as kidnapping. It's more of adopting you and taking you in, saving you from that harsh and cruel world you were stuck in. If I loved you, I would keep you forever. I wouldn't let you go. Darling, I would never let you go. No, it's okay. I know you don't quite understand. I love you too much to let you go. And I think with all this time we've had together, I think you're starting to love me back. Like I said earlier, you're talking to me more. You're being kinder to me. You've been cooperating so well. And you've been such a good boy. I used to have to force feed you all the time at the beginning. You just wanted to starve yourself. But now you eat so well. You trust me. You even seem like you enjoy my cooking. You know I always try to make your favorite dishes, so it makes me happy. I practiced so much for you. Even before you were here, I was practicing your favorite recipes. And maybe you're finally starting to acknowledge everything I've done for you. You're still crying. It's okay, darling. I promise you it's okay. I'm not mad at you. I would never be mad at you. Are you worried I'd hurt you? Darling, I would never hurt you. You're just too sweet and delicate to be hurt. If anyone ever tried to hurt you, they would get hurt by me instead. I know it might be a bit hard to believe. I promise you have nothing to be afraid of. I would never even think about hurting you. Don't you remember all the times you've tried to escape? I never hurt you. There'd be no reason to hurt you. You'd just be more afraid of me. All I did was stop making your favorite cake for 1 week. No dessert for 1 week. And you probably didn't even notice because you never wanted to eat anyway. How about that? I'll cook your favorite dinner tonight. I'll make you some pasta with some chicken. And I'll see that adorable smile on your face. Even though it fades pretty quickly, I do notice. You don't have to feel embarrassed, darling. It's okay. I know you're still shaken up and you're scared of me and you don't trust me. But you don't have to be. I know that it's not easy to get rid of that fear inside of you. But I promise. I promise you I'll get rid of it soon. You'll see. Eventually, your fear of me will be a distant memory in the past. So stay here with me. And let me hug you, darling. There. I'm proud of you for being so honest with me. For telling me that you were scared, and I promise I'll do whatever it takes. Whatever it takes to gain your trust again, darling. I promise. I'll do anything for you. Because I love you. Just stay with me for a little while longer, darling. But I must admit, I love seeing you helpless and vulnerable. It makes you look so cute. Like a little puppy begging to be rescued. I don't want to see you run free. But a promise is a promise. So keep being a good boy. And I'll be back in a few hours. Stay here, okay?